What is the definition of a woman? This is an interesting question because I feel like in the year 2022, no one can come to an agreement about this question. And, you know, when I was growing up, this seemed to be a very obvious question. There was no debate about what a man or a woman was. But now, with, the sort of modern world emerging, and we see that there are communities of people that feel disrepresented, and this is their sort of protest that we are now experiencing and seeing being introduced into the mainstream world, into the mainstream perception, to where a man can be a woman. This is a normal idea now in even some schools around the USA, that a man can become a woman, and that these things like womanhood or manhood are not inherently connected to biological factors, but are actually sort of culturally indoctrinated ideas that, you know, being a man or a woman is sort of a societal role and not a biological one. And this is an interesting idea because I guess I can't see this, you know, like the idea that girls like pink, boys like blue, for example, or boys have short hair, girls have long hair. Like these kind of ideas, I do believe, are constructs of the culture that you were raised in. Like these aren't inherent qualities to a man or to a woman or to a male or to a female. But you know, you can't, like I've been alive for a bit of time. I've traveled around the world to totally different cultures that are absolutely unrelated to each other. And I can't deny that there is a shared idea about what a woman is. You know, if we went around the world asking different cultures to share their definition of a woman, I feel like we would find that the answers would not be as dramatic as the argument implies, that culture and gender and sex are dramatically different things. I think that these things have arisen for a reason, you know. You know, men and women have had roles in that we have evolved with, and through that, you know, they are sort of almost not always, of course, in every case, but these things are sort of by, like, men hunting, for example, back in the day, and while women would take care of children and stay back and sort of tend to the the village or whatever the situation was, this is kind of a thing that arises naturally. This isn't some sort of, you know, like men trying to dominate women type of situation. This is just women give birth to children and they need to, you know, someone needs to take care of the children and someone needs to hunt. And through this evolutionary role that was taken on naturally, men grew bodies that were more adept for hunting. And there are biological differences when you look into the world, you know, when you see a man and when you see a woman or a female and a male. I'm trying to get these terms right. It's confusing, you know, for someone that isn't sort of in this world. You know, most people don't sort of exist in the Twitter sphere or the sort of circles where these ideas are commonplace. So I think that's like ultimately what this video is for, is to sort of initiate conversation for me, you know, like I guess people look at my YouTube channel as being like a spiritual or psychedelic thing. And we can get into that too, because I do see arguments that could be made to say that these are actually spiritual practices, like a trans person transcending, you know, these attachments to the body, these roles. It's revolutionary in some ways, and I could make an argument for that. But I do also recognize like the other side of the spectrum too. Like where women, for example, feel that, and I'm not a woman, nor am I a biologist, nor am I, do I have the faculties to fully speak about these things. I'm not qualified, but, you know, I'm just sharing my thoughts because, you know, this is the world we live in. This is the sort of climate we're experiencing. And I feel like we should all be able to share our thoughts. You know, this is, conversation is good. You know, we grow through conversation. It doesn't have to be so, doesn't have to be a war all the time. But I do recognize that there are a lot of women that left comments, for example, in like my posts, feeling that, like, one person made the sentiment like, man, even the women's world is dominated by men. You know, like, women have went through these struggles historically to overcome all of these, to overcome these roles that we have been sort of evolutionarily been placed upon. Now that we are in the modern world, like, these roles, like hunting and stuff, aren't useful anymore. So we can now evolve past that. And women have been trying to break these boundaries for a long time. And, you know, some of these sentiments were saying, like, I feel like it is now being overshadowed. My struggles as a woman, my protest as a woman, the sacredness of my womanhood is now being taken, appropriated by, you know, people in most cases that went through puberty as a male and went through life as a male and decided to change their identity or publicly live their identity later in life. And, you know, like, some women say, like, yeah, like I said, this is, even the woman's world is dominated by men. That was a comment that I was like, oh man, that's kind of deep in a way. And I can't pretend to understand what sort of, you know, the crazy efforts women have gone through or what, you know, many people have gone through. I even seen the argument, I'll read it actually, because I thought it was an interesting comment that was worth mentioning by Oaken Adams. She left a comment on my Instagram. I said, what is the definition of a woman? She responded, I know what a woman isn't. A woman isn't a girl brain. Women are complex and they're not a set of thought patterns. A woman isn't when you put on makeup or certain clothes. Women are varied, complex, not a costume that can be put on. A woman isn't a softer voice or a set of specific mannerisms. Women are varied and complex. Women deserve to be heard for the fact that they are speaking. Would you listen to someone who dresses as a native person and wants to represent them? And says they are native, or you are intolerant and doesn't just pretend, but wants to be listened to before real natives, want to compete in tribal events and even believes they deserve that recognition to be held above tribe members? Do tribal people deserve their own space? Or do you think they, in the above example, could have been respectful and created their own thing? So, you know, that's just another example of what I was just speaking about, you know, some of these women feeling like they're being overshadowed. And this brings up another point, like how far can we identify? Can I identify as a certain tribe because I maybe feel like that inside? I really do maybe feel like that. And I might identify deeply in my soul with a specific belief or a specific set of customs of a tribe that I wasn't necessarily a part of by birth. But it's something that I feel in my heart. Because surely people, you know, people do this all the time. There's people that become like Hindu gurus, like, you know, like these American white people change their names and change their complete identities. And they are now Indian gurus. So is that acceptable? You know, it's called cultural appropriation usually, and it's ironic that the same sort of circles will attack someone for culturally appropriating somebody, but not appropriating womanhood. And I don't know the answer. I'm not saying that there's a right or a wrong. I'm just sort of pointing out some of the points. And let's read another one from the other side. I thought this one was interesting. This one's from Lee Dawn. She said, I don't think that there will ever be a concrete answer to this. If you boil it down to genitalia, then we exclude intersex people. Life is not binary. So why would gender be? I think how you define a woman is heavily influenced by your culture. Women have different roles and identities associated with those changes that define a woman. I think why it's so hard to define a woman in Western society is because of patriarchy. We've been defined by our relationship with men. It seemingly is a simple question with a simple answer, but gender is a social contract
construct, so every culture will have a different meaning. And then someone responded to this that gave another interesting answer, who's called Maya on here. Come on, open it. Let me open it for some reason. But basically, Maya is a trans female. And, oh, shit, I got my phone on airplane mode. So Maya is a trans female, and she left this comment saying, I'm really excited to see, like, this conversation. I'm a transsexual woman, and I think gender, and I think of gender the way you're describing it. Not necessarily objective, but intersubjective. Some people understood womanhood on a biological level, but many more people understood women as esoteric, divine, and powerful. There's no right, only the perspective that offers the most well-being to the most people. In my opinion, that's a Vajrayana Buddhist type of understanding of the divine feminine energy that cannot be reduced without the concept of losing coherence. And again, super excited. And I thought that was an interesting answer. And that kind of brings us to like the spiritual points. I mean, if like, for example, I'm going to argue that we aren't even the body anyway, then why should I concern? Or if I'm going to make these arguments like, hey, language puts us in an illusory hallucination and we need to sort of transcend language. And I think that's kind of an impossible task given we need to communicate with each other. But, you know, I've made these kind of arguments or philosophications on YouTube before. And, is womanhood something that transcends the body? Because, you know, like, there are a bit, like, when I listen to that Shania Twain song, you know, like, I feel, like, I used to scream, I feel like a woman, and I felt it. I really did feel it. I felt what it feels like to be a woman in those moments. And there have been, you know, I guess I was going to say there's been moments where I've seen mothers with their children that have really made me feel the divinity of womanhood, but I guess that's associating with mothers. The divine feminine, I believe, is something different than a woman or a man. Because a man, I think what makes a man a strong man is a man that recognizes his inner feminine qualities and embraces those, you know, like vulnerability, like communication, like sensitivity, and, you know, this sort of a bit more flowy, you know? I think this makes a man a full man when he can recognize this. It doesn't make him a woman when he recognizes these qualities. So I believe that feminine and masculine don't equate man, woman, male, female. I find it interesting in a place like India, they have the Hijra community, and I'm not like, I've not spent much time in these communities, but I've hung out with the Hijra people in Delhi, and I'm planning to make like a little documentary with them to try to learn more. But as far as I can work out, they don't really consider themselves women. They consider themselves, well, actually people consider them to be very close to God because they have transcended, like I said, the illusions of the body. There's a personification of God where he's half male, half female, the perfect yin yang of masculine and feminine, the realization of these qualities, and it's personified in a form of Shiva where he's got both physical aspects. And the Hijra are looked at as being a divine manifestation of this in India. People give them money and regarded as like a spiritual anomaly more than like a sort of body, what do they call it? Body dysmorphia or like a mental issue in the way that the US sort of classifies it. In India, they don't really classify it like that. They classify it as like a spiritual third thing. And I find that interesting. But you know, what that comment mentioned earlier when they said, like, if someone claims to be native,
and they're demanding natives listen to them. Can you take it that far? Can you do that? Can you identify as that? And why not? Who are you to say that someone can't do that? If your argument is going to be how you feel inside, embrace that fully, then I feel like you have to extend that to all of the spectrum of identity. You can't just say like that guy that became Korean, the white guy that became Korean, or the white woman, I forget what it was, but became Korean. Or the they them, I forget. But they are a white person that became Korean. Why can't they do that? They identify with Korean culture, they said. They really love it. And they really feel Korean. I think that's an interesting argument. It seems stupid and it seems a little bit silly and it's like, no, you can't do that, but it's interesting. So if we have to listen to these people fully without critique or we are bigoted, can we extend that to listening to women also, biological women, who say things like, I find it unfair that I have to compete against a man, or I have to compete against someone that went through puberty as a man and went through life as a man and then transitioned and joined a woman's sport. Like, for example, can we listen to women when they say that? Or is the trans protest more important? Is there a conversation to be had? Because like, for example, in the MMA community, there was the trans woman who like was brutally beating women without disclosing that she was once a man. I mean, this surely can't be cool, right? There's an argument against that. Or like the Olympics, when he was a man in the man's ranking, he was ranked like 417. And then she joins the women's ranking as a woman and wins number one. I feel there are people that argue that there are no innate biological differences, and that just because this trans woman has the physique of a biological man doesn't mean that a biological woman couldn't have that same physique. This is an argument, and this is an argument. You can argue that, sure, why not? But doesn't it seem strange that when these people transition and become and join the women's sports, that they absolutely dominate? I feel like this is this says something, you know? And I feel like it's not a bad thing to acknowledge that it says something. I like what Terrence McKenna said once. He said something that was really interesting. He said, men are men, but man is a woman. I agree with that. And I don't even fully know what it means, but my intuition tells me that's right. I was called transphobic a few times for just asking this question. Here's an interesting one. On my Facebook, you can follow me there, Dakota Wint, I said, what is the definition of a woman? Xander responded, been following you for years, Dakota. But if you're seriously going to sit here and try to say men like me are the definition of women, well, you got to do better than that, because I'm guessing this is what your definition of woman is. First of all, don't guess. Don't guess. Don't guess what my definition is. You can ask me. All I said was, what is the definition of woman? I didn't even answer. I didn't even give an answer. You can ask me. I'm guessing this is what your definition of woman is. Seeing as the trans man pictured here, she posted a picture of a trans man, was born female. Plus, not everyone can have babies. So saying someone with a womb isn't considered people who can't have babies, or someone who is intersex, how can you explain that one? I didn't say that, by the way. I never said that, ever. I don't think I'm just now sort of getting into this conversation. So I'm not even fully sure what intersex is yet. How would you explain that one? I wouldn't expect someone who has done psychedelics to be so dense. Ugh. Why end with an insult? I'm just trying to have a conversation. I just asked a simple question. What is the definition of a woman? And you have to insult me like that. You know? People get so blinded by their own agendas that they just let their anger and, I don't know what that is, their insecurity,
project into the world, you know? Like, this person was just waiting for an excuse to release some anger. I've tried not to leave any opinions about how I feel about this because I just wanted to see what people said. What is the definition of a woman? I find it so fascinating because, like, how can we not know what a definition of a woman is? It's so strange. I've been alive for almost 30 years. I'm almost out of my 20s now. Let's see what some of these other answers say. And these things have been getting comments like crazy. A person who identifies herself as a female. Someone said XX chromosome. A mother, a daughter, a sister, an auntie, and feminine essence. Someone said an adult female human being. Yeah, you know, there is like, and I can't speak for this because who am I? But like, there is, again, to sort of re-inspire the mystery and the beauty of a young girl and her experience in life and the hormonal changes she goes through and the feelings of love and the feeling of insecurity and her watching her body physically change and becoming a woman, the sort of rite of passage that a girl has to go through that no man can really understand, no male can understand, even if you are a very feminine boy growing up, and even if you were, you know, like completely engaged into, like, you know, like you were gay as a young boy and you were completely feminine, I feel like you still can't fully, how can we ever understand what it's like to be a girl going through the pilgrimage into womanhood? It's such a sacred thing. And you see women in their women's circles and their red tents at these, you know, spiritual places, bawl their eyes out, talking about their menstrual cycles and all of that. And it's such a sacred thing. And I can't even fully talk about it or understand it. But, you know, I feel like we must allow women to have that. And, yeah, I guess that's just what I'm trying to say there. Someone said a woman is a woman. It's a vague term, even if it doesn't immediately seem like that. For example, you are Dakota. You are a human. I don't understand, but I am a human. And I do believe that we are all human. Someone said, I am a female. I am not a tree. I am not a bird. If you dig up my bones in 1,000 years, I will be identified as a female. My identity has been evolving since birth, changing with each season. Traditionally, a girl becomes a woman when she begins menstruating each month. Only women bleed and only women can have birth. Men pretending to be women is the height of patriarchy. From Courtney. Courtney said that. I'm trying to find some more people on the other side. And a lot of people are saying woman. I don't know if that's where the word woman comes from. A man with a womb, a woman. But a lot of people seem to be repeating that one. And I hope, again, this is not offensive to anybody watching this because... it's just a conversation. It's not transphobic to have to you know, speak these things, you know? We need to have conversations, and if your argument is good enough, and if you're, then it will naturally succeed. It will naturally win because, you know, something that is true is true. So there's no reason to be angry. Someone said, do you need a definition? Come on. Someone said, bro, not even God can answer that in one straight line. Seems like we, as modern folks, want to categorize all our desires and emotions. I feel this way, so I must be this or that. There's men and there's women, and then there's people who feel somewhere in between, and there's people who feel the exact opposite. It's all based on feelings and ego identification. If we're not the body but the soul, and we are identified as a human now due to our karma, we will accept or reject certain realities. Depending on our attachments to our previous circumstance, male or female, we carry the energy over from the subtle body into the new physical body. That's from Aldo. He's always leaving some cool comments on my post. Someone said adult female. A woman has a vagina. A man has a penis. All else is preference. Someone said this is all I can find. A female may lay several hundred eggs in 2 or 4 weeks. Someone said, I'm not a biologist. Yeah, you know, if you trace the etymology of woman back, we'll see. Let's see, etymology of woman. Let's see what it says. Etymology of woman. The etymology of woman, an adult female, a female member of a workforce, a female person associated with a particular place, female adults in general, a disrespectful form of address to a woman, a female person who is paid to clean someone's house and carry out other domestic duties, a person's wife, girlfriend, or female lover, a person with qualities traditionally associated with females, a female individual. These are all definitions from Google. The origin was wifman, which came from the wife of man. Interesting. So the etymology of woman comes from wife. That's interesting. I wouldn't have expected that. And you see the usage over time on the Google usage that here in the last few years, there's been a significant there's been significance in the usage of the word woman. So what do you think? Let me know in a comment what you think. This is an interesting topic. I don't want to call it a debate because it's just a conversation. We're all here. We're all living on this planet. There's no reason to freak out. We have to live with each other. There are people that are trans. There are people that identify as all kinds of things. And we need to find a way to work with it, you know, without being intellectually... Well, let's see, intellectually, I don't want to say incapacitated because it just needs to make sense, you know? You need to, and it actually doesn't need to make sense. You don't need any justification to feel the way you feel. But if you're going to sort of start teaching it in schools or you want legislation or something like that, then we need to be able to have an intelligent discussion about why everybody needs to cater to that, you know? And I think we should. I'm happy to cater to the way people feel, you know? I want people to respect how I feel, but I want you to respect me because I have, you know, like I'm a good person and I have reason to be respected, you know? Not that there's, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm going to get canceled from, jeez. Whatever, fuck it. Anyways, my name is Dakota of Earth, baby, and this has been another episode of a Dakota of Earth, a Place for Humans podcast. Whatever. Oh hell no! Life is crazy, you know. This is a mystery. This is a mystery. None of us know why we're here. Relax. Okay? Relax.
A place for humans.
A place for humans. We're all human. This is me playing the flute. Subscribe. You can listen over on Apple, Spotify, A Place for Humans, Dakota Wint. I'm out of here. Follow me. Peace. Shanti. Om.